And now,
we present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant. News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
Get your tickets now. For get the tickets now, Chicago, to Funny First Saturdays. Info on funnyfirstsaturdays.com. And catch Damon at the Toledo Funny Bone November 3rd through the 6th. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from the home of the Cubs on a woman who literally took the law into her own hands. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as liquor sales at a gospel concert.
They're way up there, D. They are way up there.
Yep, they have the bar
don't
open.
Stop, man.
TP, are you with me?
Oh, yeah. We got the gin ain't going nowhere.
Got the gin ain't going nowhere. Seriously. All right, check this out. A woman, her name was Kara Greer. She was said to be playing with a friend of hers who was a former security guard. So they playing with his handcuffs, okay? And they don't say if they naked or not, but let's just say they playing with the handcuffs. She accidentally cuffs herself and gets stuck in the handcuffs. So she did the logical thing. You know, she called the police. So the police came. They see her still handcuffed. But instead of just trying to get her out the cuffs, you know, she's a black woman. So they ran her background. After the background, it turns out Lil' Kara had an old outstanding warrant. So they took Kara to the fire department to get the cuffs off and then replaced them with their own cuffs and arrested her and took her to the Sacramento County Jail. Seriously. Hello? Are you there? Hello?
She had an outstanding warrant.
Yeah. She cuffed herself.
And...
Yeah. They could have just left her in the cuff she was in, but now they took those off and put on their own.
Official.
Seriously. Yeah. As serious as the collective sigh of really old Cub fans.
Really
old Cub fans. If the Cubs win the World Series and Hillary get in, check on the elderly, because it's going to be some of them ready to see Jesus. Look, I haven't seen it all. A black president, a Cubs World Series, and a woman president. Come on, Jesus. I'm ready. Seriously. Now, check this out. Speaking of an older Cub fan, this lady, she had a Cubs hat on the news story when I saw the picture. 58-year-old Chicago grandmother got a rude awakening. And I mean literally got a rude awakening. She was asleep in her townhome when a man, 30-year-old named Dorval Grease, or Grice, climbed through her window and climbed on top of her. So he woke her up. She said he was pulling her hair and trying to take off her underwear, right? So she happened to have a beer mug on the side of her bed.
Stein.
Yeah, beer Stein. Thank you very much. And knocked him upside his head with it. Then she pushed him out of her room and locked the door. He broke back into the room and still trying to get at her. But she also happened to have a crowbar under her bed. So she whacked him a couple of times upside the head with the crowbar, knocking him unconscious. So then she called the police, not once, not twice, but three times before the police came. And mind you, she lives a block and a half from the police station. But they came.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And arrested the dude who was still slumped over with his head busted to the white meat. And it turns out this man was her neighbor. She knew him. She said she'd been knowing this boy since he was a baby. So I don't know what took him 30 years to try to holler at Miss Miss Ferguson.
That's not a holler.
But once he did, he was determined to get that old monkey. Seriously. That's built up. I'm sorry, Sybil. I'm going to go now. And I have to. It's seriously ignorant news.
For 30 years. 30 years the homeboy been watching that.
And you know how they cut the grass and they bent over in the yard. Oh, you done see it.
My God.
Seriously.
Putting that plastic in the trash.
Yeah, you know. Trimming the hedges. Miss Parker. Watering the grass. But look, as a Chicagoan, man, I cannot sign off without showing love to the legendary Herb Kent we lost here in Chicago. Yeah. Go Cubs, go. I said it.
As a White Sox fan.
You know, seriously. It's hard. It's hard to do a eulogy after you just did that story, man.
After you do some ignorant stuff.
We all
like
over
that.
The place.
I don't know what.
But Herb would like it. Herb would like it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Herb
likes ignorant. He loved ignorant.
But he couldn't take bad grammar, though.
Yeah, oh that's right.
Yep. I don't know why it took him
23 before the hour.